freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. The number is toll free, 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us online at freetalklive.com.
Check out the BBS. There's thousands of posts on there, like 12,000, 11,000, something like that.
Probably close to 12,000, yeah.
And there's hundreds of posters, and you can go on and check them out. You can post yourself. All it requires from you is an email address.
And we also host our polls on the bulletin board system. So if you spot a poll on the website,
call the police.
Sorry. Strange man. We've got the current poll right now is a question on one of our newest Shriners as to whether or not she's for real. And you can go and vote yourself.
Isn't there any way to make that a poll on the regular web page, like right under her name?
There is, of course, a way to do it, but I'd rather not because I want people to register for the BBS.
Okay.
Just means you have to take the step to become involved with Free Talk Live.
If you're
not willing to do that, then too bad for you.
You don't get to vote.
You can just
No vote for you.
If you don't want to register, that's okay. There's plenty of things you can do for free without registration at freetalklive.com. And that includes our archives and our live streaming and some other good stuff. So there you go. Free Talk Live.
Isn't there, like, couldn't we create a little flash game where people could, like, punch your head through a goalpost or something? Wouldn't that be fun?
I'm not preventing you from doing that, man.
I don't know how to do that.
Yeah, that would be pretty neat. I don't mind when people make fun of me. We've got the Photoshop section on the BBS where all kinds of horrific things have been done with my photo.
More things have been done with mine, I think.
I don't know about that.
The Manwich troll and
the Stalin Ian thing was pretty good. Anyway, the Secret Service showed up at an art show. No, they weren't there to sip on coffee and browse around through the exhibits.
I love him in his early period. He's so avant-garde.
No, as a matter of fact, they were there to take photographs of the art, including the Patriot Act, which was 37-cent mock stamps showing George Bush with a revolver pointed at his head. They demanded that the museum director turn over the names and phone numbers of all of the artists. And according to the museum director, she says, they just want to make sure it isn't something more than a statement. This isn't the first time the curator, Mr. Hernandez, has had a brush with the feds over a fake stamp. In 2001, authorities said they suspected that he was behind a bogus stamp that bore a black skull and crossbones and the word anthrax. It was sent through the mail during the height of the anthrax scare. The Columbia exhibit features 47 artists from 11 countries and depicts powerful religious and political leaders worldwide on mock postage stamps. One, called Citizen John Ashcroft, shows Ashcroft's face fashioned from images of naked bodies at Abu Ghraib prison in Iraq. Another piece, I saw it in a movie, the piece is called I Saw It in a Movie Starring Steven Seagal, shows a series of images of an airplane nearing, then crashing into the Sears Tower, and ends with the Chicago skyline without the skyscraper. A Secret Service agent called the gallery again Friday, asking for contact information for Al Brantner, a Chicago artist who created the Bush piece, Brown said. And Brantner apparently could not be reached for comment. And is this frightening yet, Manwich?
I bet it's damn frightening for old Al Brantner.
Yeah.
Well, it seems to me you shouldn't be able to go around threatening the heck out of the president.
It's an art piece.
I get where he's coming from. It would be a patriotic act in his mind for George Bush to blow his brains out.
Mm-hmm.
At the same time, I don't support people saying, damn it, if I could, I'd put a bullet in George Bush's brain. I don't support people saying that.
No. Well, it's almost a threat on the president, right? If you said something like,
That is a threat on the president.
That's not technically a threat on the president. Not technically. Not the way you said it.
I see. Well, I'm going to walk out of here and shoot George Bush. I don't know.
But you're not saying. Someone else would be saying that.
I'm just saying that.
Right. I don't want the Secret Service showing up here.
No, I don't.
and by the way, in the stamp, I'm actually looking at it here. It's not George Bush holding the gun to his own head. He's kind of facing one direction, and the gun is coming from behind
him. Someone
is very clearly, it's someone else is holding the gun to his head in this.
If that's not, it's a thinly veiled threat in my mind.
Come on, really? You think that a piece of art could be a threat? It doesn't say I'm going to kill so and so. It's just a fake stamp. That's
it
all.
It says it would be a good idea if somebody went out and shot George Bush.
It doesn't say that at all.
That's what it seems like it says to me. How about if, I mean, wouldn't you
so
find
should
it,
this person be interrogated as a result of this? If you believe that this
quite was, honestly, if I was in charge of the Secret Service, I have some questions for this guy. Yes.
I didn't ask you if you were in charge of the Secret Service. I'm asking you if you think that something
all
like
I
that
can answer
happen.
Is how I would react in given situations. Mm-hmm. If I was in charge of the Secret Service, I would have some questions for this guy. I don't think that this is just something that necessarily should be... I don't think he's going to do anything, but it's his job to protect the president, right?
The Secret Service guy.
It is.
Right. It is his job. Okay, I understand that. But I don't understand the point of dragging an artist into an interrogation room and badgering slash beating him until he turns over whatever it is you think he's going to turn over.
Did you mean to
threaten the president? No,
If
no.
I remember correctly, Hitler failed out of art school.
Uh-huh.
Hitler, the most brutal dictator of our time. Artist.
What does that have to do with anything? Anything at all?
Artist doesn't mean anything. It means nothing.
Okay.
It's some label you're putting on it to, candy coat him. Nonsense. He could just as easily decide to shoot. So he could say, it really, 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 really would be a good idea to, a patriotic act if I shot the president. Yes, yes, yes. I'm getting a lot of acclaim for my art, and people believe that that's a good idea. And a man's got to make a stand in life, and you can believe my art's going to go up afterwards. And then, bam, no. This guy's a freak.
Do you think the dude would actually influence someone to doing something like that?
It's possible that you could influence them, but I wouldn't call that...
If it's the case that he could influence somebody, should this be banned?
I think it's the best damn thing for his career.
To ban the art?
Yes. It'll be sweet for his career.
Okay, yes.
He should
be
sitting at home praying, please, please, dear God, let my art get banned by the Secret Service.
Please, Secret Service, please come torture me.
It's not like right? I'm a good artist or anything. I don't know. I didn't see that. I'm just being mean now. Yes, it would be the very best thing for this guy's career.
Okay, you're right. While you're right that it would help his career if he was interrogated by the Secret Service. It already has helped his career.
I don't think you should ban
the guy's name.
I don't think you should ban it because far fewer people would have seen the art. Now the art is on the internet. You can believe that.
Yeah, it's right
far
here.
Fewer, is it?
Yeah, it's right there.
Okay, far fewer people would have seen the
We're
art.
We're going to post the link.
If the Secret Service had not have gone to the gallery in the first place.
We wouldn't be talking about
it. No, there would be no conversation. So banning it would only cause it to be seen by more people.
Everybody.
So I don't really think that banning it is
including
the answer.
Including more crazy people.
But at the same time...
Like, the more... You're absolutely right. The more controversy this stirs up, the more likely some nutcase is going to get it into their head that this is a good idea. You're right about that. So, isn't it interesting that the Secret Service, by doing their investigation...
Government always
actually,
does the opposite of what they intend.
You're right. Well, they... Yeah, you're right.
Not
they,
always, but...
Well, either they do nothing, either they're completely ineffective, or they do result in the opposite of their intentions. In this case, it's the Secret Service's intention to protect the president. But as a result of their job for trying to protect the president, they may actually be putting him in more danger than he's ever been in. Because more people are now hearing about this art, and maybe it's going to inspire some lunatic out there. If it weren't for the Secret Service investigating... That's a brilliant point. I'm very glad you brought it up. If it weren't for the Secret Service showing up at this art gallery, we wouldn't be talking about... We'd be talking about some other incident. We'd be talking about how the kids are being encouraged to rat on each other.
Mm-hmm.
Or something else. So, Secret Service, there you go. You're putting your own president in danger by doing things like this. Stop being so un-American. 1-800-259-9231, toll free, 800-259-9231.
And leave the counterfeiters alone, too. It's only like they're making copies of fake money anyway.
Somebody called us un-American today via email. We'll come back with another email critique. 800-259-9231, take control. It's Free Talk Live.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
To the farthest corners of the earth, explorers are willing to put all their wealth and skill into mapping every corner of the world, and they did. But you can still hold the world in the palm of your hand, achieve financial independence. Unlike explorers of yesteryear, you'll have a map to follow instead of relying on a compass and a North Star. Get the Red Book of U.S. coins, and you'll begin your journey to total financial freedom. Right now, Midas Resources is offering the 2005 edition of the Red Book, along with a silver dollar, for only $22.95. Call them today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237. I can tell you there'll be storms ahead, but with real money as your base, liberty will be your fate. Leave the fiat currency behind and call Midas Resources to get your Red Book along with that silver dollar for only $22.95. Get the map. Start your journey to financial independence today. The time is now. Call 800-686-2237. Get your Red Book now and you'll weather any storm that comes your way.
I want you to take a moment to think about moving out of your home, uprooting your family, uprooting your career, changing your whole life. Thought about it? It's quite a commitment, isn't it? I'd like you to think about this, too. Do you feel like we're rapidly losing our civil liberties with each passing day? Does this worry you? Does it bother you that our politicians don't even read many of the laws they sign? Thousands of members of the Free State Project have made that commitment to change their lives by gathering 20,000 people with a plan to move to New Hampshire to remind the world that freedom works. When we reduce the size, scope, and expense of government, you and your family will be free to run your life and run your business as you see fit. With the Free State Project, you can have liberty in your lifetime. For more information on the Free State Project, please visit our website, freestateproject.org, or call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604. That's 888-532-4604, or freestateproject.org.
If you're a small business owner, you know small business loans can be hard to come by. So who can you turn to get up to $150,000 in working capital in as little as 7 days? You call AmeriMerchant. AmeriMerchant provides money of all kinds to small businesses against their future credit card processing sales. So if you have Visa and MasterCard sales from your customers of $5,000 or more per month, you may be qualified to get up to $150,000 in working capital. So call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714. Use the money to buy more inventory, advertise, expand your operation, pay taxes, and more. There are no closing costs, no application fees, or financial statements needed at all. And we approve 90% of all qualified applications, so call right now. 800-817-2714. 800-817-2714.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's your show. You take control. Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that is 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Now, I promised an email that was to critique the show, but unfortunately, the email system is down for the moment. So, actually, I've got another story that's related to art. Controversial art. Or actually, in this case, it really wasn't much of a controversy, but it could result in some. Here you go. Raleigh, North Carolina. Harley-Davidson enthusiast Richard Woodworth. This, by the way, was posted by one of our BBS participants at freetalklive.com.
Is that a nice way to say big, fat, dirty, hairy, sweaty biker?
That is not fair at all. lots of Harley enthusiasts are doctors and lawyers and people of people of high society stature. So not fair to say that.
Just wondering.
Anyway, because those things are expensive, man.
They are. And that doesn't mean that...
It doesn't preclude big, fat, hairy people from buying them.
No, and or new ones. I mean, there's plenty of people that ride used ones.
Anyway, Raleigh, North Carolina.
Enthusiastic about them.
Harley Davidson enthusiast Richard Woodworth has an unusual piece of art in his backyard, and it's causing him quite a headache with the city of Raleigh. It's the gnarled metal of a wrecked motorcycle hanging in a tree. In February, a city inspector... Now, you wouldn't think that... It wasn't an accident, right? There's no way you could get a motorcycle into a tree without trying to put it there. Right?
Well, no.
I mean, it's not like he was riding along and hit a bump and crashed into the tree. This was something he created.
Maybe, or maybe he got into a wreck and the bike was in such a horrible, mangled mess that he was just amazed that he survived, and the tow truck had to bring it somewhere, so they brought it to his house, and he thought, you know, I'd like to keep this mangled mess of metal to commemorate my crash that I lived through,
mm-hmm.
and it was a very, you know, volatile, it was an important experience in my life, so I'll hang it in that tree in my backyard.
Yeah.
It's a memento.
Whatever the reasons, it's his tree, it's his motorcycle.
And his yard.
And his yard, so who could complain, right? Well, somebody can. In February, a city inspector walked on Woodworth's wooded property and decided the dangly metal fell under Raleigh's code definition of a nuisance motor vehicle. But even though Woodworth lives a mile outside of city limits, again, it was a city inspector that walked onto his property.
Doesn't make any sense.
And he has posted no trespassing signs. He falls under some city code enforcement. We'll continue the rest of this story coming up, but let's go to Jeff in Kansas. Jeff in Kansas City, actually. Jeff, you're on Free Talk Live with Ina Manwich. Hello.
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 Yes, I was listening in. You were talking about the Patriot Act, and I was going to give a website to describe what happened.
Well, we don't do plugs on this show. If you
want to just tell us about the
incident? If you want to tell us what's on your mind, Jeff, then you can do that.
Okay, what the deal is? Just like Adolf Hitler burned the Reichstag,
mm-hmm.
his capital building, 9/11 was an inside job. Here,
I've certainly heard that theory before.
I
don't think that either side has made conclusive evidence. I mean, there's one side that's getting a lot more press, but I don't think either side has made conclusive evidence that, in fact, that's true.
It certainly seems a lot more viable than the government story. I'm not going to pick sides either, but I know one thing's for sure. I don't believe what the government is telling me happened. Now, whether or not it happened exactly the way you said it did, Jeff, I'm not sure. But you're right. Effectively, it was like the Reichstag because it did allow the government to expand its powers and get more... more horrible and more tyrannical.
That's
so, yes,
true. That
analogy holds pretty true.
Yeah,
whether or not it was an inside job, that's questionable.
Okay.
That's
Jeff,
it?
Was that it?
Yeah, other than directing to a website.
All right, we'll see you later. Thanks, Jeff. 1-800-259-9231. Toll free, 800-259-9231. If you want to post your website...
That's like us, blowing them up, baby. You know, blowing them up,
but
baby.
Johnson and I determined we needed to have a sound effect for whenever somebody wants to plug a website. That way, if they try to plug a website, we can just do that over top of them to obscure it. Because we don't mind... we don't mind you going to freetalklive.com, logging on to the bulletin board system, and posting away! Post all the websites you want to. Because really, it's more effective that way. I mean, as far as you want to drive people to a website, you post it on our bulletin board system. There's hundreds of people that go there and read the posts, and the website will be concrete in front of them instead of just kind of passing through their head for a moment in time. Because if I mention a website,
www.com/.semicolon,
nobody's going to remember it. You have to bang it into their heads over and over again, which is the point of advertising.
Yes, that's right.
And so that's why we only talk about one website on this show, and that's freetalklive.com. We say it over and over again, so you don't forget it. So there you go. Thanks for the call, Jeff. We appreciate it. You can post that on our BBS. Anyway, nuisance art. So this guy with a motorcycle, this Harley Davidson, wrecked Harley Davidson, hanging from his tree in his backyard, city inspector went on his property and then basically went to the property owner, Mr. Woodworth, and gave him a fine. $100 administrative inspection fee.
How can the city of Raleigh, when he doesn't live in Raleigh, give him a fine?
I don't know.
And what is the city of Raleigh going to do if he decides not to pay that fine?
take his property?
How can the city of Raleigh, when he doesn't
not
live
in the city.
It, when the property that they want to
maybe
take...
Maybe they'll gerrymander the city limits and expand it out to include his property. Who knows what they would
do. It's bizarre.
This really is strange. Anyway, apparently he received an inspections letter telling him to pay a $100 administrative inspection fee, meaning the city's claiming that it's worth $100 for them to send out this bureaucrat to his property...
To trespass,
walk on the man's property... Take a gander at a motorcycle hanging from the tree and write up a ticket. $100 inspection fee. And demanding, of course, he remove the bicycle. But they call it a bicycle. I guess that's technically correct. Bicycle.
We'll call it a motorcycle here.
Yeah. His community was scooped up into the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, known as ETJ, about 20 years ago.
Oh, I see.
So it's not really the city, but it's under their jurisdiction.
I see.
Whatever that
interesting.
Means. I don't like the city. He says, I don't like the city coming here and telling me what to do with my property. I knew for a fact that I did not live in the city. I did not know that I lived in the ETJ. They've got more to do than, excuse me, they've got more to do than hassle me. Well, you would think, but unfortunately, this...
Or they should have more to do
they
than
should,
hassle
right. This bureaucrat, his job is to hassle people. That's his gig. I mean, his job is to go drive around in his little enforcement truck and look around for violations. And when he spots one, he gets out, writes it down on a little ticket, and leaves it for you. Or they send you a bill later on in the mail. That's usually how it works.
Yeah.
And it's disgusting. It's a violation of property rights, which, of course, when you get down to brass tacks, we really don't have in this country because, again, if he doesn't pay the $100 fine and refuses to take the motorcycle down from the tree, he's going to find out that he doesn't even own his property anymore.
Well, I think that he has a case. It shouldn't be too expensive to take it to trial. It shouldn't be, and I bet it's going to be, but what I'm saying is it shouldn't be...
it's going to cost him more than $100.
Absolutely.
You think he should take it to trial?
I think that that's his only way of getting out of it.
Apparently, he's considering for now putting a fence up around his art or removing the bike's motor so it's no longer considered a motor vehicle. 1-800-259-9231. He says, just because it looks funny doesn't mean we ought to be telling people how to run their lives and what they ought to do with their own property. Absolutely right. More Free Talk Live coming up.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
With gardening season coming up, you'll soon be building your compost pile. And that's why there's a great gardening tool I have to tell you about. It's called the Compost Twin. Gardeners know the importance of composting, but we're all too familiar with the backbreaking work of turning the compost pile with a pitchfork and messy accumulation of kitchen scraps while you wait for a batch of compost to cook. So Mantis developed the Compost Twin. The Compost Twin is the only composter with two 10-bushel bins on one machine. The barrels sit well off the ground and away from the pests that feast on your compost pile for Sunday dinner. Plus, mixing the compost is a breeze with the Compost Twin's easy turn gear system. And with a second chamber, you can continually add kitchen scraps and garden waste without disturbing the composting process in the first chamber. No more mess, no more odors, no more hard work. Deal direct with Mantis and get a no-hassle 1-year money-back guarantee. Call Mantis now for a free video and information kit on the Compost Twin. Call toll-free 1-866-833-MANTIS. That's 1-866-833-MANTIS.
If you're $10,000 in credit card debt or more and are making minimum monthly payments but getting nowhere, Debt Relief USA has the answer. Call 1-800-516-6567 now. Debt Relief USA has ways through special programs to reduce your principal and interest. You may qualify to reduce your credit card debt as much as 75%. Just call 1-800-516-6567 for a risk-free debt analysis. Stop losing sleep over annoying, harassing phone calls. Don't even consider bankruptcy until you know your options. We cannot help unless you call 1-800-516-6567 today. Our debt relief specialists understand and know the answer to getting you out of credit card debt fast. Just one call will put your life back on track. If you're $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call for a free debt evaluation at 1-800-516-6567 for the relief you need. Debt Relief USA is helping Americans resecure their financial future one client at a time, excluding Maryland and New York.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Hey, man, which?
Anything goes, whether it be a political issue or even a personal problem. You take control. 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. We got the bulletin board system there with thousands of posts, hundreds of users. Also, sign up for our updates, where all you have to do is maybe take you a minute or two to sign up. We'll send you emails from that point on with news about the show, whether it's a brand new affiliate or the announcement that we have brand new Shriners on the website.
Yeah, I got that today.
Yeah, you can go check that out at freetalklive.com.
It's a good thing I'm on the updates list, because it's how I find out about just about everything that's going on the show.
Yeah, exactly. So news out of somewhere, I'm not sure where. Actually, we're having internet issues here. I can't pull up the article, but it's about a guy who was arrested. We mentioned the Secret Service earlier in regards to them investigating artists. Well, now here's another story the Secret Service has been involved in. And anybody who's paid attention to the Secret Service or knows even a little bit about the Secret Service knows that they deal with issues that come that have to do with counterfeiting. So if somebody gets caught counterfeiting, the Secret Service is usually the ones that are sent to arrest them. Or if they're arrested by the regular police, they'll be turned over to the Secret Service because that's their division.
Right.
Protecting the dollars, if you will, from whatever threatens them. Anyway, apparently,
you know, the Secret Service, when it was in its inception, was supposed to protect the United States currency from counterfeit. But, you know, with the Fed being a corporation, an autonomous corporation, it's just a quasi-government corporation,
mm-hmm.
It makes you wonder why their bills are, in fact, protected by a government agent, or, you know, government agents.
Well, because they're not completely, because they're quasi-government, like mm-hmm. you said. They're official, they're like the official money people for the government.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, they're semi-private, but at the same time, they've got the deal with the government that allows them exclusivity.
If you were out counterfeiting devices, let's say, widgets that were made for the government by some extra, like Lockheed Martin,
mm-hmm.
you know, a contractor for the government. If you were counterfeiting them, they would, you know, they could just, not the Secret Service, but some policing agency could just as easily come after you, that kind of thing. It sounds plausible.
I don't know. Well, here's what ended up happening to this poor bastard. Some guy, and again, I don't know where this is because I don't have the article in front of me, so this is all from memory. He was at Best Buy, and he had...
this was Baltimore.
Was it? Okay.
Yes.
He had his car stereo installed there at Best Buy, and apparently they had told him that it was going to be a free installation. It turned out that Best Buy decided they wanted to charge the gentleman for the installation, and as a result, he decided that he wanted to, well, pay in a form of protest. And why he decided to do this, I don't know. How it was a protest, I'm not sure, but that was what he had to say. He was protesting by paying his entire $120 bill that he had with $62 bills. He paid his entire bill
with $2 bills.
With $2 bills.
Yes.
Fresh $2 bills from the bank. And actually, I can relate to this because I have a stack of $2 bills right now in my house. and because I got it from the bank. It's really the only place you can go get $2 bills from.
People are always interested to see them.
Yes, they are. They're still fully legal tender. They have not been pulled off the market like 500s and 1,000s have. We used to have $500 bills and $1,000 bills,
mm-hmm.
and the government has removed those from circulation.
I've always liked $2 bills because they've got Thomas Jefferson on. He's my favorite.
Yeah, it's actually probably the absolute best on the scale of bills and who's on them and what's on the backside.
Mm-hmm.
The two's got to be the best, hands down. Thomas Jefferson is on the front side, and on the backside, it's a picture of the signing of the Declaration of Independence.
Gotta like that.
All the other bills are some boring-ass government building.
Yes. Bureaucrats work here.
Right. Look at our wonderful building.
See my so edifice?
White. 1-800-259-9231. So the guy paid his bill with $2 bills. And apparently the cashier had some smarmy line like, I don't have to accept these. Well, actually, you do. Now, I don't think that she should have had to accept them. The law is it's legal tender. And that's supposed to mean that you're supposed to take them.
Well, he didn't say you had to take them. The guy said, look, I'm here to pay this. You can take this money or no money at all, baby.
Right.
I'm not sure he wasn't quite that nasty
about
it.
May not have called her baby.
Yeah, may not have called her baby. But, you know, more or less, that was it.
Right.
You can take this money or no money at all.
Well, it's real money.
It was a dispute over the bill, and it sounded like he had a very legitimate dispute. I read the same story.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I wrote an email.
Well, even if he didn't have a dispute, there shouldn't be anything wrong with coming in and paying $2 bills.
That's true.
I mean, for me, the whole dispute end of this is meaningless. If I want to go and buy a car stereo or pay for an installation or buy a brand new computer or a whole new car with $2 bills, I should be able to do it.
I don't think necessarily. I don't think you should be able to walk into a car dealership and say, here's $20,000 in pennies. What? Here's 200,000 dimes. Here's 2 million pennies.
Here. Why not?
Why not?
It'd be a little bit of a hassle.
Yeah, you'd be a jerk.
Actually,
400,000 nickels.
It brings up an interesting point, and that is that $2 bills are legal tender.
I've got them in the back of my Hummer. Come get them.
$2 bills are legal tender, and that means that they are people have to take legal tender for payments of debt, which means when you make a sale...
I don't think that's necessarily so.
That is what, as I understand it, it absolutely is so.
Okay.
If you are offering something for sale, by law, you are mandated to take the government money, which is why it's worth something, because they've got the law behind it saying you have to take it.
Okay.
Because otherwise, I'd love to open up a business and only take silver, but they wouldn't let me. They'd come and throw my ass in the clink if I tried to do something like that.
Why not? Why?
I don't know why. It's to back up their fiat currency. Basically, it's complete bunk. If it's your business, you should be able to take corn for payment if you want to. And only corn. And only the Indian corn with the different colors.
I don't think they ate that stuff. I think they just hung it on their doors.
Does it really grow like that, or do they dye each little kernel?
I can't imagine
color.
What the hell's going on with that corn.
Yeah.
Doesn't make me really want to eat it. Although I've had popcorn made with black kernels.
Huh.
Very strange.
Anyway, so I agree with you, Manwich, that you should, as a business owner, be able to determine what you take as far as a form of payment.
I guess what you can do
you can't.
To limit people as far as nickels, dimes, and rolls of coins, as far as limiting them,
mm-hmm.
you can have them write their name and address on each roll of coin in case the roll happens
turns
to not have the right amount in it.
Well, it seems... Well, the other question it begs is at certain locations, certain businesses, like fast food places, gas stations, they have signage up that says, we don't accept anything above a 20. Like at Taco Bell, you can't pay with a 50 or a 100. They won't accept them. So there's got to be some sort of leeway. Like as long as you accept some of the bills, then you're okay. But you don't have to accept all of the bills.
Okay.
It's really weird. And I'm not a legal expert. I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not trying to tell you how it is. In fact, if you know better, please chime in at 1-800-259-9231. This poor guy ended up getting arrested. He ended up getting chained to a pole at the police station, waiting for 3 or 4 hours before the Secret Service guy came and said, yeah, those are real bills. Let this guy go. Do you believe that? Arrested for paying with $2 bills.
Because some of the ink was smudged.
That's what they said later on. No. They said later on that the ink can smudge. I can't imagine that the ink was smudged. I've never seen that. I've seen a lot of money. Never seen smudged ink. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control. Anything goes.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now, check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. That's toll-free, 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And you can get interactive with us at freetalklive.com. Grab the archives. Last 6 days of the show, fully archived and described. We got them there on the front page of the website, absolutely free. There's no login there. There's no membership fee. It's absolutely free. Go get them. And the podcast as well, which means you don't even have to go get them anymore. They come to you every night. When I put the archive online, podcast subscribers get them automatically. It's amazing, this technology stuff. So do it. And vote for the show as well. We could really use your vote. Again, at freetalklive.com. And don't forget, Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, call 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. We were talking about this guy who paid for a car stereo installation in $2 bills. The cashier, apparently, maybe she hadn't seen him before, or I don't know what stick was shoved up her you know where, but for some reason she called the cops, and this guy got arrested.
I got the impression the store managers called the cops.
Well, I can't imagine, I just can't imagine what was going through these people's minds. These are $2 bills. They're not worth anything special, but they're special because they're just not out there. And
was it just because he had a lot of $2 bills that you called the cops? Would you have called the cops if he'd only had five $2 bills?
And
what's
if you're going
deal?
To counterfeit something, you would be the dumbest crook in history to counterfeit $2 bills. Counterfeit $1 bills, counterfeit $5 bills. This makes some sense. Counterfeiting $2 bills doesn't make a lot of sense.
Yeah, you're going to draw a little bit of attention to yourself.
I got the impression that some of these folks didn't think that $2 bills even existed.
Yeah, I actually, as I mentioned to you, I have $2 bills, and I have spent them, and people really don't know about them. I mean, especially younger people. I spent them at the grocery store, and the girl was shocked that there was such a thing as a $2 bill. She'd never seen one before in her entire life.
Hmm.
So, but she accepted it. I mean, it looks like the rest of the money, so it must be real, right?
Well, I was shocked to find out about a year and a half ago that you didn't know what Manwich was.
That's a good point.
You didn't even know that Hunt's, that ConAgra Food produced produced a canned tomato substance called Manwich.
I thought it was a gay porno or something. Yeah, exactly.
So it's possible people didn't see $2
bills.
Yes,
some of us do live in our own little worlds. But yeah, it's very possible that someone had not seen twos. Anyway, they called the cops on this guy. He was arrested, taken down to the police station, where he was apparently cuffed to a metal pole in the middle of the police station, where everybody who was coming through the police station got to see this dude standing there, waiting for the Secret Service to show up. Luckily, this bureaucrat that showed up didn't take as long as he probably could have. It only took him 4 hours. I mean, for all I know, they could have been waiting for 2 days before a Secret Service agent
checked him in.
Right. He comes in, looks at the twos, and says, "Well, these are legal. What are you guys doing holding this guy for? Let him go." And then the only reason the Secret Service agent could possibly have given was that the bills might have been smudged. As I recall from the article, he didn't actually say the bills were smudged, but he was saying that that's sometimes when we get called out for these things is when the bills are smudged. So there you
go. Well, I wrote an email to Best Buy saying, you know, we're going to talk about this. I'm going to talk about this is outrageous. It's outrage. It's an outrage.
Mm-hmm.
And that I was going to talk about it on my national radio show, and we got no comment whatsoever. I don't think that they, quite honestly.
You think they read your email?
I don't know whether, I would imagine they did. It was their customer service thing.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. I bet they did. They're just scared. Better to say nothing than to say something.
I guess. Yes. I mean, wouldn't it be better to come on and say,
I'm sorry? I don't think I'm going to be shopping at Best Buy anymore.
Well, maybe the next time I shop there, I'll bring a bunch of twos and see what happens to me. I got the impression from the article that the guy was black, which may have been a contribution.
That was, and Baltimore is another reason. But yes.
So I don't know if I would have quite the same experience, but nonetheless, it did kind of put me on edge as somebody who actively spends $2 bills. Everywhere I go, I spend a $2 bill. Now, the reason why is because I'm trying to promote the Free State Project, and we get these little stamps, and we stamp the bills, and so it draws a little bit of extra attention to the Free State Project. That's my point in doing it. It's not a protest. Well, I guess it is a protest, in a way. And so getting back to the whole legal tender issue, that's one of the things that we'd like to do in New Hampshire. As a matter of fact, the New Hampshire Underground right now, we frequently hear from some of the Underground members on this show, the people who are actively fighting for liberty up in New Hampshire. They will, from time to time, call in and kind of give us a New Hampshire update, and I'm sure we'll get one at some point this week. But one of the things that one of the Underground members is talking about doing, apparently he just watched the movie Gandhi recently, which I've never seen. Have you seen it, Manwich?
Yes, twice.
How was it?
Long.
Really?
It was inspiring. It was great. It was a great movie and everything. It was long.
Well, because long movies aren't necessarily bad.
Right.
Long movies can
Dances
be bad.
With Wolves was a long movie that was rather good.
Okay. Anyway, so he saw Gandhi. Apparently he was inspired as well, and he wants to do some sort of civil disobedience as a result of it. So he's trying to come up with ideas that fit a certain paradigm of what he wants for his civil disobedience.
Mm-hmm.
He wants it to be in public. You know, he wants it to be visible. He wants it to have to draw at least 50 people, including the press and the cops. And he wants it to be
nonviolent.
He wants it to be nonviolent, and he wants to violate a law that could possibly provoke a violent or serious response from the police. And one of those ideas was to burn money. Now, that's not such a good idea. We'll explain that coming up. 1-800-259-9231. You're not supposed to burn U.S. dollars, and we'll explain why. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
If you're still sleeping on an ordinary flatbed, call toll-free to get free information about super-relaxing, super-comfortable Craftmatic Monaco model adjustable beds. Call toll-free and I'll mail you an informative catalog plus a special 30% off savings certificate, good for a whopping 30% off any Monaco. Monaco beds adjust electrically at the touch of a button to raise your head, back, legs, and feet into 1,001 relaxing positions. Watch TV, read, eat, sew, do crosswords, or just elevate your feet and rest. Then turn on the bed's soothing heat and built-in massage. Before you know it, you'll drift off into wonderful, relaxing, rejuvenating sleep. To get your free Monaco catalog and 30% off savings certificate by mail, call toll-free.
Call toll-free 1-800-413-8787. That's 1-800-413-8787. That number again, 1-800-413-8787.
You've heard about PAWS from BioWax International and its bubble-up technology. But have you heard about BioWax Citrus Concentrate that also uses bubble-up technology? BioWax Citrus Concentrate harnesses the power of oxygen to safely attack and remove dirt, stains, odors, and soils at the source. It's a sad fact, but in just seconds, your carpet can be soiled with mud, your sofa ruined by pizza sauce, or your walls by color crayons. But in minutes, you can remove those problems with BioWax Citrus Concentrate. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. Bubble Up Technology is part of the reason BioWax International will guarantee you will have a cleaner and healthier home after using BioWax Citrus Concentrate. You can throw out all those bottles of harmful cleaning chemicals because it's just better to use BioWax Citrus Concentrate to clean your home. Call 877-289-7297 or visit BioWax.com. That's BioWax.com. When you see the difference, you'll know why it's just better to use the BioWax family of products.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Take control of the remaining moments of the program. Toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Menwich.
The Tuesday night edition. Again, wrapping things up here at 10 o'clock Eastern Time. So only moments remain. And don't forget to tune in online at freetalklive.com. Maybe you live in an area of the country where we don't have a local affiliate yet. Well, if that's the case, you should call your local talk stations and tell them you want to hear Free Talk Live 6 nights a week. Or 6 afternoons a week if you're on the West Coast. Do that. It'd be a big help. Otherwise, you can always log on. You can always join us at freetalklive.com and listen via the broadband stream or the dial-up stream. They're both free at freetalklive.com. So, talking about one of the members of the New Hampshire Underground who is planning on doing some sort of a non-violent protest, civil disobedience, as he puts it. And he's trying to come up with ideas as to what to do. Some of the ideas that they've come up with so far, some of them are really good. One of them is selling alcohol to 18 to 20-year-olds in public. Like, and we're talking about publicly announcing this as like an event. Like, we are going to be here in front of the police department or, you know, at somebody's store or wherever, and we're going to sell alcohol to 18 to 20-year-olds. That's one of their options.
Now, how are you going to get, first off, to sell alcohol to 18 to 20-year-olds, you have to get 18 to 20-year-olds to buy it. Now, how are you going to get 18 to 20-year-olds to buy alcohol from this guy? I mean, the thing is you're asking other people to commit crimes along with him. And I don't
That's
think
a good point.
It has to be a one-person crime.
Well, no, it's civil disobedience. It could certainly be more than one person, and I know we've got 18 to 20-year-olds within the New Hampshire Underground, so maybe one of them would pony up for that. The other idea that they had was to burn $1 bills in public, which, while it would be a good protest, and it would be a good protest against the, you know, the fiat money system that we have, etc., and protesting for kind of silver and gold-backed money, unfortunately, it's going to attract the attention of the Secret Service. Now, these are guys you don't want to attract the attention of. They're just...
I certainly don't.
Nasty, nasty people, and who knows what they're going to do with you. It's one thing if you sell alcohol to an 18-year-old and get arrested and thrown in the Concord clink. You know, at least then everybody knows where you are. They know the jurisdiction of the people who came and arrested you, and they know what jail they took you to. And they can bail you out. But when the Secret Service roll up on the set and pull your ass into a black sedan and take you to who knows where.
Bottom.
You don't want to get into that. You don't want to do that as a one-man protest. If you have 50 people burning dollar bills, then you might have something. But, no. That's bad news. The other thing they came up with, which is pretty creative, is to actually do hair washing and cosmetology and these things that need a license, like braiding hair. Mm-hmm. There are certain cosmetological things, services that are performed, and it's this way in every state of the union. You have to go through all this state-mandated training and all this, these regulations before you can actually become a cosmetologist.
Right.
Or a hair braider or a hair salon person. And so we're talking about having that happen in public without a license. Like performing hair braiding without a license. That would be kind of a more mundane civil protest. But these are the kind of things they're trying to come up with. Like, this guy is willing to get arrested. So it's pretty exciting. And, of course, whatever happens, we'll report on it here at Free Talk Live because we're excited about what's going on in New Hampshire. It's been Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
Join us again tomorrow night at 8 o'clock Eastern Time and we'll be back for another live edition of Free Talk Live. And, of course, you can always join us online at freetalklive.com. See you tomorrow night at 8.
If you're tired...